Planned, totally. This is 100% planned in advance. 100%, totally. Oops, let's not do that. No, we're not playing musical chairs. That was at first few games, which was awesome. Alright, we've already got your answer, Goatee. Alright, introduce yourself and give us a name of a common children's game you played at summer camp.
Kickball.
You did introduce yourself, though. Introduce yourself.
Oh, Shep.
Hi, Shep. So you're the one with kickball?
Yeah.
Show us kickball! What? That is bogus. That is a... All right, introduce yourself and let us know what a common children's game was that you played at summer camp.
My name is Timmy B. Fiker. Hide and seek.
Show us hide and seek. Number two, good answer. All right, introduce yourself and give us a name of a common children's game played at summer camp.
I made it. He stole mine, but hopscotch, I guess.
Show us hopscotch. Hopscotch. It's a good answer, in my opinion. I would have picked that. All right, introduce yourself and name a common children's game played at the summer camp. No pressure, but there are two strikes on the board. If you don't get it, it's going to go right over to the brain cells. Brain cells, you should already be conferring a little bit of what you might want to answer. All right, introduce yourself and give us that children's game.
My name is Angel, and what are grounders?
Say that one more time.
Grounders.
Grounders? Did I get that right? Show us grounders. No. All right, brain cells, you have a chance to steal. We'll go over here. Do you know the answer? All right, give us the answer for the brain cells.
We're gonna go with dodgeball.
Yeah. Oh no, we don't have dodgeball up there. If you can dodge a wrench, you can dodge this answer. Show us dodgeball! Number seven! With a clutch steal, 57 points going on with the brain cells. All right, audience, this is where you all come in. We're going to show the answer. You're all going to say the answer. Number six. Show us number six.
Tug of war!
Number five.
Capture the flag!
Number four.
Dodgeball news!
That's a search engine.
That's quack. Show us number three.
Red Rover, Red Rover.
That makes a lot of sense, actually. Let's just go to the next round. Can I have Shep over here? Can I have Loomis? Come on up. Let's get to our second round. All right. Too many cards. Wonderful cards. Remember, guys, you're here at Furcation Land. Now, the second question is, name a smell you might find as a fursuit spray.
Lemon.
Show me lemon. It's number five. You have a chance of stealing. You have a chance of stealing. Name a smell you might find as a fursuit spray.
Lavender.
Show us lavender. Number two, it was a pleasure pass.
Play.
All right, let's come on over here. We'll start right over here. All right, introduce yourself again and name a smell you might find as a fursuit spray.
Not Borealis, and I'm going to have to go in and see French vanilla.
Show us French vanilla. It's on the board, number four. Those are going to skip over here. Number. Introduce yourself and name a smell you might find as a fursuit spray.
Well, you know, my name is Thumper, and I like strawberries.
Show me strawberries. It's Louie! Number three, the answer they went with was berries. It's important to know, berries. Speaking of berries, let's talk to Raspberry right here. Raspberry, I don't believe you can talk exactly, but you can tell me what your answer might be. Here. Show us mint! Our last team member over here with brain cells. Introduce yourself and give me a smell you might find as a fursuit spray.
I'm Salem, and how about Apple?
Show us Apple! Coming back around, you guys, they got two strikes. You guys should start conferring about this. All right. Name a smell you might find as a fursuit spray.
Something very common. Coffee.
I think you said that wrong. It's pronounced coffee. Show me coffee! Should be on the list. Also, Dunkin' Donuts. Anyway, moving on. Do you guys have an answer? Goji, give me your answer of naming a smell you might find as fursuit spray.
Maple.
Show me maple! No steal. Princess, you guys get the points. Show us number six.
Baby powder.
I'm sorry, what? That's a spray? That's a scent? Okay, now I really am curious. Show me number one!
Musky Husky!
Musky Husky. Remember, audience, these are your answers, not ours. Let's get our next two competitors up here!
I know. Well, the baby powder.
This is not the right answer. For the record, I love the fact we've got fursuit fans up here. What I don't like is that they keep throwing my cards around. It's the little things, first world problems. All right, name something you did every day in kindergarten that you wished you could do now.
Play with Legos?
Show me play with Legos. Ooh, the judges are conferring. They're still conferring. Alright, Thumper. Name something you did every day in kindergarten that you wish you could do now. Can you just repeat that for the audience, please?
Eat paste.
Let's go and show us eating paste. That would be true. Going to go down the line a little bit. I don't know, seriously, I don't know why we're doing it. What? That's what I was about to do. Alright, give us an answer. We're going to keep on going back and forth until we get something. Name something you did every day in kindergarten you wish you could do now. Name something you did every day in kindergarten that you wish you could do now.
Throw things at people normally.
One second. Oh, yeah, you could get away with this. Show us throw things at people. We're going to go over here. That's where you're going to have to telekinesis it over to me again. Name something you did every day in kindergarten that you can do now. Ooh, this is an excellent one. Excellent one. This is probably number one, too. Show us nap time! Yes! Now, audience, this match is number one. Are you guys going to play or are you going to pass? They're going to play. Also, it's worth double points in this round. Double points. We missed the opportunity to bring up one of the vice con chairs over here, but we'll get you up here eventually. That's right, Wally. Yes, we will. Don't give me an X slide back there. It's going to happen. Moving on. If you're not playing the inside joke game, you're missing out. Anyway, moving on. Name something you did every day in kindergarten that you wish you could do now. Having no responsibilities. Show us no responsibilities. This is a tougher one than I would expect. All right. Name something you did every day in kindergarten that you wish you could do now.
Not have to work.
It's true, you didn't have to do that in kindergarten. You didn't have to work in kindergarten. The judges are deliberating, which is hilarious to me right now. I don't know what they're debating on right now, but it's kind of funny.
Same thing as the last one.
I'm sorry, you need to speak a lot louder because I can't hear your microphone in these monitors.
It's the same thing.
It's the same
thing. No responsibility.
Okay. Give us another answer.
Burn things.
Burn things! Excellent! Show me burn things! Fire! I, for one, definitely burn things with a magnifying glass in kindergarten. Moving on! That's two strikes. You guys should start conferring right now. It could be coming back over to you. Limits. Name something you did every day in kindergarten that you wish you could do now.
Recess.
Go to recess! Number four! Ooh. No challenge. We got two, we got three up there. Name something you did every day in kindergarten that you wish you could do now. Show us coloring. Show us drawing pictures. Maybe a coloring book. Come on. Oh, kindergarten! Yes. All right, Raspberry. One answer left on the board. Name something you did every day in kindergarten that you wish you could do now. Okay. I think I got this. Show me show and tell.
Oh, that's a good one.
Oh. Boo. You guys have one chance to survive. Name something you did every day in kindergarten that you wish you could do now.
Have a play
date. Oh, show me having a play date! We'll take it! You guys, come in with the steal. Let's get our next two contestants up here. Yes, we've actually sanitized, so you could fight it. But, you know, there is a particular goat that has already beaten you to the punch about 6 years ago. Anyway, moving on. Let's get ready to rumble. Name a popular panel or event that happens during a FurryCon. Ooh, Raspberry. Just tell the piece again. Oh, show me dance competition. It's number one! That's what it is. Are you guys gonna play or are you gonna pass? They're gonna play! Alright. Let's go back down. Actually, can I get one of the staff members to come over here for a second? Any one of them? Anybody? Come on. Just take these for me. Thank you. Nice. Alright, I should have left the stack over here. Name a popular panel or event that happens during a FurryCon.
Furry feud.
Ooh, will this be on the board? Show me Furry feud! Oh my god! No! Alright, name a popular panel or event that happens during a FurryCon.
Floor wars.
Show me floor wars. Freestyle dance competition. It's not on the board. Interesting. We've got dance comp. We've got this event. Name a popular panel or event that happens during the FurryCon.
How about the variety show?
Show me a variety show. No pressure. But, you guys should start talking. The chance of stealing is high. Name a popular panel or event that happens during the FurryCon.
Bird suit parade.
Bird suit parade? Do we have the birds? Oh, I'm sorry, you said bird suit. My apologies. Show me the bird suit parade.
Two.
Yep. That's right, number two. That's where we got 3, 4, and 5 up there. Name a popular panel or event that happens during the furry convention. Ooh, personal favorite of mine. Show me the sketchbook swap. Should be on board. All right, that's three. Have you guys figured it out? Chef, do you want to say it? Okay, Chef, so let's hear naming a popular panel or event that happens during VerCon.
Rave.
Show me the rave.
Yeah.
It's Omnivore number 4! You guys, come in with another steal. Show us number 5! Versus Games! Oh, that makes sense. Number 3! Versus Mortal One! Where's Gail? Gail, you still in the room?
He made the board!
Technically twice. Anyway, let's get our next contestants up, which I believe this is the last. This is the last question of this particular game. It's worth triple points. Am I right? Judges, am I right? It's worth triple points? That is correct. I now have 5 people's hands up.
Great.
Oh, no. No, 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 no.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
This is what, this is where questions are going to, I'm going to say a pretty benign question. There's 8 answers on the board. I am 99% positive number 8 at the very least is going to be incredibly funny. Name a place you might store your root card while fursuiting.
In your head.
Show me in your head. Do you actually store, you do that though? I think that's pretty smart. You know where your head is, so you'll know where your root card is. But, you know, because you might store your root card while first shooting.
Your first shoot paw.
Show me your first shoot paw. Hand paw, number 2. Are you guys going to play or pass? You're going to play. Alright, Goji, name a place you might store your root card while first shooting.
In like a fanny pack or backpack.
Show me a fanny pack. Can we have a fanny pack up there? Yes, we have a fanny pack! Alright, Chef, we have fanny pack, we have hand paw. Name a place you might store your root card while first shooting.
First shoot pocket.
In a first shoot pocket. Wait, hold up. Do you have pockets? Nice! Show me pockets! It's on the board! It's number 6! Alright, Fiber, we've got pocket, we have handball, we got fanny pack. Name a place you might store your room card while first shooting.
Fursuit feet paws?
Show me fursuit feet paws! It's what? It's number 1! It's number 1! I would not have thought of that! Alright, name a place you might store your room card while first shooting.
Vodka? Or was that said already?
Does the fanny pack count as a backpack? I'm looking at the judges. It does not count as a backpack. Do you want to go with backpack? We're going with backpack. Show me backpack! It's on the board! We have 3, 7, and 8 up there. 3 we probably will be able to figure out. 7 and 8. Ooh. Name a place you might store your room card while fursuiting.
In your bodysuit.
In your what? In the bodysuit. Show me in the bodysuit. Not on the board. First strike up. Plenty of action. Name a place you might store your room card while fursuiting.
Just in your pocket.
In your pocket? Does that count?
It's already up there.
It's already up there. Any?
With a friend?
Storing it with a friend. Your handler, maybe. Show me your handler. Handler, there we go. Number 8. We've got Kobu here, who's our con chair, who will probably make fun of, bring up on stage at some point in the near future.
Who invited Orange Kobu?
I'm going to fight you.
Okay, the family. Wait a sec. That's right. I'm in charge. Yeah. Set. You will be with later. Also, this is Furry Feud, not Vamp Bebe. This is shoes. Alright, let's go with this. Name a place you might store your room card while pursuing. What? Oh, I'm so sorry.
Wallet.
Show me your wallet. It's number 7!
It's normal. I was not expecting that.
Show me now. All right, now wait. I'm getting ahead of myself. Name a place you might store your room card first. You need one answer left on the board.
Your, crotch area?
What they said. Show me what they said. Oh my! They put, not expecting that. With 654 points, I believe you guys are all going to be stayed up on the stage. Unfortunately, Princess, you have unfortunately lost this round. Thank you so much for playing. We're going to take a small break to get on to the new family. Welcome again to Tory Jewelry. Cozy, you can't be up there. I mean, I don't need the con chair, but you really can't be up there. We'll be back to you in 5-ish minutes. If you donate to Cobra here, you get a wonderful fursuit, excuse me, badge tag that says Curl Scout. Not Girl Scout, Curl Scout. C-U-R-L, Curl Scout. Join the Curl Scout today and donate. I'm keeping this one down. tonight, audience, we are looking for volunteers for our next game over here. We're looking for 4 volunteers. We've got our volunteer group that's come around. I think they're heading around the rest of the room. Again, raise your hand if you'd like to be selected as part of our four of them. Come on up. Don't want to get up into this round, there's another round. I've now been told if you are selected, please go over to stage left. I'm sorry, stage right. Good. Have we selected enough people? We've selected 4. Don't worry if you're unselected, we've got 1 more game, and we've selected 5 people at that point. We're just gonna do a quick conference, we'll have 1 more track, and we're gonna get back to the next game. Mosquitoes.
A bee.
Some bee. Give me the bee. Boom. It's 3. Hold up. Can you name a bug that you find in the camp besides mosquitoes?
Grasshopper.
Ooh. Show me grasshopper. Not on the board. Are you guys going to play or are you going to pass?
Play.
They're going to play, everybody. Let's go. All right, Chuck. Name a bug you would find in a camp besides mosquitoes.
Hornets be the same thing.
I'm going to say hornets are the same thing, but I'm looking at the judges, and I'm getting a nod of yes or head banging to mythical metal music. So we're going to go with, can't go with hornets.
Moth.
So moth. The moth man. Not on the board. Fiverr, name a bug you would find in a camp besides mosquito.
Spider.
Oh yes, the thing I hate the most. Give me spiders! Yeah. It's 2! And not here, right? Moving on. Name a bug you would find in a mosquito. Let me try that again. Name a bug you would find in a camp besides mosquitoes.
Fireflies?
Show me fireflies.
What?
Or should be on the board. We have four options on the board. We've got two X's. You guys should start conferring now. Name a bug you would find in a camp beside mosquitoes. Show me a beetle. Oh, they're it's on the board. It's a form of ladybug, though. Interesting. Or lady beetles. I'm stealing that line. Thank you, volunteers.
Ladybug's a type of beetle.
All right. Name a bug you would find at camp besides mosquitoes.
Ants.
Show me ants. Give me the ants.
Number one. Nope.
Good. Ants, not on this. Anyway, we got number one and number four. Shep, good luck here. Name a bug you would find at camp beside mosquitoes.
Inchworm.
What? Show me worm. Are you guys, have you guys figured out an answer? We're still trying here. Okay, you do not win just off the bat. Don't get cocky over there. You ready?
Yeah,
100%. Alright, introduce yourself for me first.
My name's Wesley.
Hi, Wesley. Now, what is your team assignment on a bug that you wouldn't find in a camp besides mosquitoes?
Well, we're of course going to go with the very humble house fly.
Give me the house fly. The house fly. Wesley, number one! Wesley, let's get you up here. Shep, let's get you up here. And let's get on to question number two.
Question number four.
Oh, right. I got to do that part. Sorry. I got excited. Show me number four. Oh, the computer froze. This is a great time to tell you guys all about next year, where
for
it's a great time.
Just so you guys know, all these answers are your fault, not ours.
What they said.
I'm sorry, isn't this furry feud? What are these humans doing up here?
Yeah. Hey, not cool. Moving on. I was gonna say, doesn't matter. Get over here. Get over there. Question number two. Wow. It's actually appropriate that you mention this, because you should know this. And if you don't, well, I would question some things. Five answers on the board. What is the average lifespan of a fursuit?
I'm going to guess, I don't got a suit. 5 years.
Show me 5 years. Number two! Shit. No pressure. You got number one.
Well, I mean, I hope it's long. Six years.
Show me 6 years. Really? Oh! Wait a minute, hold up. Just wait a second, guys. 6 to 9 years. Don't think I don't see what you're doing. Wes, you guys gonna play the
pass? Hey, it's a nice answer, okay?
Alright, you guys are gonna play the home firms. Alright, introduce yourself.
Hey, I'm Riker. Also, hey Wally, you're lucky I didn't drag you up here with me.
It's gonna happen. Moving on, what is the average lifespan of a person?
I'm gonna say 4 years.
Show me 4 years. 4 years. 0 to 4 years is number four. How appropriate. 4 years is number four. Alright, introduce yourself.
I'm Robina the Wolf Dog.
Alright, Robina. What is the average lifespan of a fursuit?
3 years.
Show me 3 years. 1, 2, 3.
That counts as 0 to 4 years.
Oh, we already got 0 to 3. Oh, wow, yeah. I shouldn't have known that. So you can't go with 0 to 4. 5 has been taken out. 6 to 9 has been taken out. So, yeah.
I guess 15?
Show me 15 years. 15. Not on the board. All right, introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Toby.
Hi, Toby. We've got 5, pretty much from 0 to 9 has been selected. And And 15 is not on the board, but what is the average lifespan of a horseshoe?
I'm gonna be bold, I'm gonna say you keep it forever.
Yes!
Show me forever! The number one answer isn't on the board. What is the average lifespan of a fursuit?
I'm gonna go with 10 years.
Yeah. 10 years. 10 years. Show me 10 years.
Ding.
It's a great first week. Come on, boys. Let's bring up five. Come on, it's question number three. And I got some bad news for all of you. The good news is, this question's worth double points. I'm looking at the judges to confirm that this is worth double points. Yay, I got it right. Next year, let's put that on the card, please. Anyway, moving on. Name something you would bring camping that you wouldn't bring to a hotel room. Riker.
Sleeping bag.
Show me sleep, wait, really? You wouldn't bring a sleeping bag to your hotel room? All right, show me sleeping bag. It's on the board! But it's number six. Harvey, you have the chance to steal. Name something. Quiet, everybody. Quiet. 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 Name something you wouldn't bring camping, but you would bring to your hotel room. Wouldn't bring to your hotel room.
Campfire?
That's a good answer. Show me campfire. Not on the board! For those of you who are bringing campfires to your hotel rooms, share, I guess. You guys gotta play, you're gonna pass.
We're gonna play it.
They're gonna play, everybody! Alright, Rubino, we're coming back over to you. Name something you would bring camping that you wouldn't bring to a hotel room.
A room key.
Ooh. Ooh. Show me a room key. Ah, that's right, it's the other way around.
Yeah.
But, Toby, plenty of options here. Name something you would bring camping that you wouldn't bring to a hotel room.
Portable gas stove.
I'm not gonna lie to you, I would do that. Show me portable gas stove. It's on the board, number three! You got four options up there. Name something that you would bring camping that you wouldn't bring to a hotel room.
I'm gonna go with matches.
Is this do we already kind of say fire making material, or does this count? We're gonna show me matches. Show me matches. They're on the board. Firewood. Name something you would bring camping that you wouldn't bring to a hotel room. No pressure, Wes.
Bug spray.
Show me bug spray. On the board. That's two X's. Overdogs, start thinking. You guys already got you already have an answer, don't you? Oh, this is gonna be exciting. Right, no pressure. Name something you would bring camping that you wouldn't bring to a hotel room.
I'm gonna go with tent.
Tent. Show me tent. Number two. Before we have five up there, Rita, name something you would bring camping that you wouldn't bring to a hotel room. Ooh, show me fishing rod. Alright, Overdogs, no pressure. Name something you would bring camping that you wouldn't bring to a hotel room.
Like a weapon?
I'm a little afraid of saying this out loud. Show me a weapon! On the board, you guys got the steal. Overdogs, let's bring up our next two contestants. Oh, right, yeah, I did it again. How does this keep on happening? I can't see it easily from over here for some reason. Show me number four. Let's get up to the next round. Come on, my guys. Wait a minute. Coming to a FurCon near you. All the decisions, all the drama, in
The people's court.
The people's court.
The bird court.
It will happen. I don't know when, but it's going to happen, and Wally's going to be the, at least, he's not the judge, he's definitely the defendant. Wait, I already gave this one. Still for double points. Name a word or phrase only a furry would understand. Hello? Say a word. It's on the board. Alright, you guys gonna play? Are you guys winning? They can still get that. Sorry, Wally was distracting me with that wonderful script of his. Yeah. Name a word or phrase that only a furry would understand.
Gray muzzle.
Yeah!
That's pretty good. Show me gray muzzle.
Ding.
Oh, boy! No? I feel young again. You guys gonna play or are you guys gonna pass?
We're gonna play!
They're gonna play, everybody!
You are young!
Thank you. Name a word or phrase only a furry would understand.
Oh, whoa.
Show me a wall. It's number two! Number two! Name a word or phrase only a furry would understand. Hey, stop talking. Stop talking. You gotta come up on this answer on your own. Name a word or phrase only a furry would understand. Show me heat stroke!
It's real though.
That's pretty funny. That's a good answer in my opinion. Alright, Chef, name a word or phrase only a furry would understand.
Colon three.
Show me colon three. Not on the board. Oh yes, the cat thing, thank you. Alright, but no pressure. But there are two strikes up there. The volunteers, you guys should have an answer. Start working on it. Name a word or phrase only a furry would understand.
Fursuit?
We'll go with fursuit. Show me fursuit! Apparently normies have learned what a fursuit is. Wit? Come on, first, have you guys figured out an answer? Alright. That is definitely a very furry fandom unique word. Show me poodling.
6-1.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, 6-1.
Yes.
You know what? Just before we do this, the audience wants to know, is 6-2-1 on the board?
Ding.
Yeah! What's with the ego? Moving on. Guys, if I'm not mistaken, wait a minute. You guys got the points, which is great, but we're going to go over to number 8. Show us number 8.
Headpass.
Number 7.
Persona.
Persona. Number 6. Fair. Number 7. Number 3.
Oh no.
I think we all know what number one is. So it was a quick rules clarification. Show us number 1!
Yep.
That's the one that this is what everyone is wondering why they couldn't, if they could say that before that. So, again, this event is technically, I guess, PG-13 now, which is why all of the contestants have all come up here and asked the question of, I could have said Mershoot and Yiff? Wow, why didn't I think of that? Except that they were thinking about it, I just didn't want to say. Moving on to our last round! Let's get up contestant number 5 on both sides! Hold up. Really?
Really?
Okay. mission that would be extremely unpleasant to do in fursuit.
Yeah.
What?
Tell me.
Underwater welding.
It's a little too precise. It's like, do you do that for a living?
Nobody knows what it does.
All right, show me underwater welding. It's number 7. Don't get too hard too fast. Name an occupation that would be extremely unpleasant to do in pursuit.
How about being a chef?
Show me chef. Number 6! You guys gonna play or gonna steal? I mean, play or pass?
We're playing.
They're playing, everybody. This round is worth 3 times the points. And it's not an easy one. Name an occupation that would be extremely unpleasant to do in pursuit.
Being an athlete.
Show me being an athlete. Not on the board. I didn't want to do that in pursuit. All right, name an occupation that would be extremely unpleasant to do in pursuit, Chip. Sorry, is not a particular occupation. Show me race car driver! This is a hard one, guys. 2 X's. Vaughn first, start thinking. You guys could come in with a big steal. Hiram, name an occupation that would be extremely unpleasant to do in pursuit.
Construction environment.
Ooh, show me construction environment. Construction number 2. And you got 4 answers on the board. Name an occupation that would be extremely unpleasant to do in pursuit.
Anything with child care. I'm not gonna lie, they could actually make it easier in some ways.
Show me childcare! This might take a minute. Do you guys have an answer already? You guys have an answer? You think? Okay, awesome. Name an occupation that would be extremely unpleasant to do in pursuit.
Firefighter.
I'm not gonna lie, since this question came up, it's all I've been thinking about. Show me firefighter! Big steal by the Hogs, which brings us to a round of points for each team. Wow. Ball first, you guys steal the round and steal a win. Oh, wow. Great job. But let's go to number 4.
Sanity.
Show me number 3.
Great.
All right. Show me number 1. I mean, that would be really hard to do. I mean, you do have a gigantic floating device, so you'd still be able to. Anyway, moving on. Congratulations over to the Vaughn first. Thank you so much for playing Overwatch. We're going to take a small break. We're going to bring in some more people. We'll be right back. Wally! Wally, come here! Game number three! Let's bring back up the Fallen Floors! Let's give it up to our volunteers for our convention! The Fallen Floors! Hello everybody! We need your application line, we need volunteers, we need staff, we need your help to make this convention awesome. And speaking of people that are awesome, the Fallen Floors! We've got Generic Blue for Sodas over here. Come on, guys. Clearly one person can get them out of the rest of them. All right, they are. We're going to get right into it. Let's get out our first two contestants. All right. Waiting for it. There we go. All right, this is interesting. Name something a fursuiter might accidentally drop. So name something a fursuiter might accidentally drop. Show me hands or paws. It's number five. It really doesn't help if it's like a literal blur of light. I go over here like, I can pull a toddler, yeah. But I really like the way that's laid it up now. So, I've stalled long enough. Name something a fursuiter might accidentally drop.
Their badge.
Show me badge. Good answer. Show me badge.
Yep.
Number one! Are you guys going to play or are you guys going to pass?
They're going to play.
They're going to play, everybody. Let's get right into it. All right. Name something a fursuiter might accidentally drop.
Let's go easy. Wallet.
Yeah, that's a good answer. Show me wallet. Number seven. Name something a fursuiter might accidentally drop.
It'll go even easier. A phone.
Never happened. Show me phone. It's on the board. Number three. Are you done? Name something a fursuiter might accidentally drop.
The room key.
We got wallet slash room key slash key card. Good answer.
Sorry.
Already on the board.
They're glasses.
Show me glasses. Not on the board. No pressure. Two strikes remaining. Name something a fursuiter might accidentally drop.
It's probably easy ones. Plushies or accessories?
Show me plushies or accessories. It's a prop! That's number two! Two left on the board. Name something a fursuiter might accidentally drop. One time only. We'll let you pass. You'll pass? Okay. No pressure. Name something a fursuiter might accidentally drop.
Merch or something from the dealer's den.
Show me merch or something from the dealer's den. Two X's are up there. Generic fursuiter, blue fursuiters. You guys have the chance to steal. You should be talking. Come up with an answer. Astro Rose, we should let you have a. You know what? We're going to give you a phone a friend for the next time. And I think you know where I'm going with this. Name something a fursuiter might accidentally drop.
Their head.
Ooh, it isn't attached to them. Show me the head. Tail or body part. We've got one left. Rubina, you can clean it out. Name something a fursuiter might accidentally drop.
Their lanyard.
Show me lanyard? Not on the board. You guys have an answer? All right, introduce yourself and...
I'm Mips the Protogen. Car keys.
Car keys. Car keys, there's not on... We don't have car keys on there. Show me car keys! On the board. All right, let's see number six. Wait for it. I just realized we didn't change the scores. Oops. One moment. Wait for it. Wait for it. It's gonna take us more seconds. We gotta do this. Now, show me number six. Drinks. Drinks. Why did we think of drinks? That's fine. You guys got the points. Let's get up our next two contestants for the next question. Excellent. All right. Now, this next one, if you don't know what the acronym is, don't worry, I will say that. But name something people do to make PCD go away. PCD is post-con depression.
Drink.
How on topic and appropriate? Show me drinks!
Number one.
It's number five! Number five! Yes, you should feel a little ashamed for saying that. Anyway, name something people do to make PCD go away.
Just plan another meetup with friends.
Ooh, nice. Show us a meetup with friends. Number two. You guys gonna play or you guys gonna pass? You're gonna play, everybody. All right, introduce yourself.
I'm Athena, a senior in you.
Nice. Now, name something people do to make PCD go away.
I'm drawing.
Would you like to pass? We'll give you one chance to pass. We'll pass. Just the one, no passes available. Introduce yourself.
Hi, my name is Ajax.
Ajax. Now, name something people do to make PCD go away.
I'm going to say take a nap.
Take a nap. Show me take a nap. Not on the board. All right, introduce yourself.
Hi, my name is Bear.
Hi, Bear. Now, name something people do to make PCD go away.
Watch for a YouTube.
Yeah. Watch for a YouTube. So let's see watch for a YouTube. Photos! We'll take it! Name something people got. First and foremost, introduce yourself.
Dr. Sperlings.
Alright, name something people do to make PCD go away.
Me, I personally do VR chat.
VR chat is actually already on the board, it's with hanging out. So, you know, it's virtual and in person. So, name something else that people do to make PCD go away.
Work.
That's an interesting concept. Show me work. Not on the board. Two strikes. Vaughn Furs, you should be consulting yourself. So you might have a chance to steal. Two answers are left on the board. Now, first, introduce yourself.
Oh, I'm Mitch Protogen. I'm going to go with draw.
All right. Good answer. Good answer. Show me draw. You guys have an answer. Is it a good answer?
Yes.
All right, let's hear it.
I'm gonna go with plan their next con.
Yeah. Are you on staff? Let's go with plan our next convention. Oh my God, it's number one. Devon Harris hit the steal. But don't worry, you guys have a chance to bring up some big points. Let's get you guys up for the next question. All right. I don't know how I keep on doing it. It's always with number four, too. Show us number four, vocal harmonies. All right, let's bring up our next two contestants. And no music. should be a good one. Name a common hobby you would find in the furry fandom.
Art.
We'll go with art. Do we need to be more precise for that? Drawing! Number one! Are you guys going to play or are you guys going to pass?
Play.
They're going to play. We'll get over to you in a moment. There could be some great opportunities for stealing. There are seven other answers on the board. And the number one was drawing. All right, name a common hobby that you would find in the furry fandom.
Car shows and car collecting, I guess, is the word for it, like the car monkeys.
All right, show us everything related to cars. Show me cars! Number seven on the board. All right, give it to all you.
Tabletop gaming.
Show me the tabletop gaming! Yes! You rolled, you got a three on the board! That was for gaming slash tabletop. Does gaming also include video gaming? I'm looking at the judges. They're shaking their heads, so that is still a possibility. Name a common hobby you would find in the furry fandom.
So you said I gotta phone a friend, right?
I mean, Wally, you've been phoned. Come up here, Wally. Wally! Wally!
Wally!
I've seen the answers again.
Wally! Wally!
You're lame! I guess we're not going to have that option this time around. Don't worry, we'll drag him up another way.
Yeah, it's going to happen next week.
All right. So again, name a common hobby you would find in the furry fandom.
I mean, I'm going to go with the obvious, fursuiting.
That sounds right to me. Show me fursuiting! I guess... Interesting. I'm not entirely sure. Maybe fursuiting technically isn't a hobby. Interesting. I'm baffled. I'm legitimately baffled. All right, Wes. Name a common hobby that you would find in the furry fandom.
I'm a musician, so I have to say music production DJing.
Good answer. Show us DJ music production. Number six. All right. Name a common hobby you would find in the furry fandom.
I'm going to go sticker collecting slash trading.
Sticker collecting slash trading. Not on the board. 2X's, guys. Start conferring. You have a great chance of stealing here. We got 4 answers left on the board. No pressure. Name a common hobby you would find in the furry fandom.
Hiking.
What?
Hiking.
I kept on hearing typing. I wanted to make sure I heard it right. Hiking. Not on the board. Do you guys have an answer? Mips, you look like you want to say this one answer.
Photography.
Show us photography. It's number 8. The steal is real. Let's see number 5. Video games! No, they said gaming slash tabletop, and I asked the question of if video games was something different. Could have gone with that. What do you know? I gave an answer. Oops. Number 4! Computers, IT. Number 2! Suit making crafts. So first suiting didn't count for that. I don't think it would have made that much of a difference, though. But the points, at least most of them, go over to our other team. Let's get our next 2 contestants up here for round 4. Interesting. Very interesting. Remember, all point values have been doubled for this round. Name a challenge one might have while fursuiting.
Vision.
With 5 answers on the board, is Vision one of them? It's number 1!
We're gonna play.
Alright, they're gonna play, everybody. Alright, Bear, we've got, go right over you. Name a challenge one might have while first shooting.
Breathing.
Show me breathing. What? Are you kidding me? is also the part where I remind you, these are your answers. So apparently breathing isn't a challenge. Actually, you know what? That's probably a good thing. Let's move on. All right, you're in a suit. You should get this one. Name a challenge one might have while photo shooting.
Heat stroke.
Yeah.
Heat stroke. Show me heat stroke. Overheating, number two. All right, Vince. Name a challenge one might have while photo shooting.
Climbing stairs.
Show me climbing stairs. It's number three. All right, Vince. Name a challenge one might have while photo shooting.
Hearing.
Fair. We've got ceiling, we've got overheating, we've got stairs. Show me hearing. How is that? All right, moving on. Ajax, no pressure. We have two answers on the board. Name a challenge one might have on first shooting.
I'm going to go with holding things.
Yeah.
Holding things. Show us. You know, we even had a whole question about what first shooters drop. Holding things should be up there. It isn't. Okay, with the chance to steal. We're going right over here. Sounds like you guys have an answer.
Going to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Good answer. Is going to the bathroom up on the board? It's number five! And this time around, I'm actually able to see number four. So let's see number four. Dehydration. Makes sense. All right, guys, let's go to the last round. Come on up for the last question of the game. Try this one more time. Excellent. Remember, guys, the theme for this particular convention is about camping and fireside stories. This is why I have to preference this, because what is the first thing you do while trying to pitch a tent?
Put the stakes in the ground?
Show me putting the stakes in the ground! It's on the board, it's number four! You have the chance of possibly stealing.
Lay down the ground cloth.
Laying down the ground cloth. Someone has put up a tent before. Is it up there? It's number one! Are you guys gonna play? Are you guys gonna pass?
Let's play.
Alright! Let's play! No pressure here. What's the first thing you do while trying to set up a tent?
I'm gonna be a little smart with this.
Hey, they were a little smart with while having me try to say pitch a tent multiple times.
I'm smart the other way, but alright. I'm gonna go with take the tent out of the bag.
Remember, everybody, these are your answers. So, it is what obviously would be the first thing up on the board, taking the tent out of the bag. It's number five! Good answer. All right, what is the first thing you do while trying to set up a tent?
Folks, we gotta assemble those poles.
Yep.
Show us assembling the poles! It's number six! Two answers on the board. Plenty of options. What's the first thing you do while trying to set up a tent?
I'm gonna go find the stakes.
I would say finding the tent itself, because that's always a challenge. But let's go with finding the stakes. Not on the board. It's okay. It's just the first strike. Rubina, you got two and three up there. What's the first thing you do while trying to set up a tent?
Read the instructions.
All right. Before we get to that, audience, how many of you guys read instructions? Raise it, show hands. It's a little bit more than I would say, but do you really, really read the instructions? This guy, I believe, but really? Do we really read the instructions, or are we just kind of like, Wally's raising their hand. You definitely don't read the instructions. You write them. Let's see. Reading the instructions. Not on the board. No pressure. But, guys, you guys should have an answer. Ooh, you already have an answer. Maybe it's their answer that you're about to say. What's the first thing you do while trying to set up a tent?
Attach the poles to the dome of the tent.
Alright, setting out the polls to the 10. On the board. You guys have a chance. You ready? For the game, I think.
Make sure you actually have all the pieces.
Show me finding all the pieces. On the board. That means our volunteers have won this particular game. We didn't stack this, we didn't win this, but yes, we would like to remind you, we are still looking for staff members and volunteers, especially for today as we're trying to break everything down. Please go to the volunteer desk, or the help desk, or wherever else I'm supposed to tell them to go to, because I honestly don't know. But who does know? Wally. Wally, you should come up here and tell everybody about how to staff it. You're not going to do it, are you?
No.
No, I think so. Show us number three! Makes sense. Show me
find
number
spot.
Two.
Choose a spot. That's what I was thinking. Choose a spot.
Why didn't you think of that? Let's give a strong congratulations to the volunteers. Thank you guys so much for playing. Thank you. Get our congratulations to us. Coming up next, I have no idea, but thank you so much for being here, and thank you so much for being a part of First View.
Charity auction at 5 o'clock, leading in the closing ceremonies at 6. Come back at 5 and bid on our great items for charity. Thank you.